Chris, here's a question for you from Gary. He's wondering, why are some animals asymmetrical? For example, why do fiddler crabs have one claw which is bigger than the other? Why wouldn't it, for instance, be better to have two big claws?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. Symmetry in an evolutionary sense is really, really old. So most of the animal organisms around us are symmetrical. We can see that in us. So we're bilaterally symmetrical. So I have two hands and two legs. But we see some animals deviate from this. The animals that we tend to think of as asymmetrical, the fiddler crab, for example, that's really one famous example. It is actually a symmetrical creature. A lot of these so-called asymmetrical animals actually start off being symmetrical at some kind of stage. That might be when they're either a baby, or it might be before they're a baby, so when they're an embryo, or a larval stage if they're that kind of creature. The fiddler crabs, when they're larvae, they actually have two identically sized claws. And it's as they grow, it's usually one of them just becomes much, much, much larger. And there's often...
Are they right-handed and left-handed then?
I was just thinking that in my head. I believe it's the left claw, but there's a 50-50 chance I could be right or wrong, or right
on the other hand. There's about a 100% chance that most of the people listening to this are not going to know.
Hooray,
so
exactly.
You're on safe territory. Yep. But why do they have that asymmetry? Do we know?
It's a difficult question, why did this evolve? All we can do is we can look at the function so we can see what they actually do. And as far as we can see, there's two things that the fiddler crabs do with their large claw. One is they wave it around and they try to attract a mate. So females generally like to select male fiddler crabs with large claws. But we've also potentially identified another function, which is the large claw actually helps them to dissipate heat. So if they don't have this large claw, they're more prone to heat stress as they scuttle around on the sand.
Why not just have them symmetrical? Because you could easily just predict your heat loss if you had to do the same.
Yeah, it's true. It's difficult to say at what point that's happened, but it might be something to do with the fact that growing a large claw is actually quite costly. It's quite expensive. You have to devote lots and lots of resources. So having one might be more economical than having two.
I suppose the bottom line is that evolution has conferred some kind of benefit and it's been selected for. So these crabs do this, but we don't actually know
why. Exactly. So there's never a reason. These things are sometimes random.